Well, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday, where Ains and I take time and answer questions that you send in to us, both written, email, and electronically. So we've got a big list. So let's jump in, Angel, answer some questions today.
Joe, my wife and I had an argument the other night. As usual, I was just sitting and not talking. She mentioned again how I never have anything to talk about. I told her that couples who have been married a long time simply do not talk as much as when you're newly married. After 20 plus years, we've shared almost everything there is to share, and all the stories are old by now. She says that isn't true about how long people have been married. I know I'm right, but if I try to defend it, it only makes it worse. Am I right or am I right?
You're not right.
I just.
Would you like to jump in?
No, I want to hear what you say first.
Well, men don't talk. There's best-selling books. I've got some on my bookshelf, you know. Men read newspapers, not minds. Well, he ought to know what I need by now. He doesn't have a clue what you need. He doesn't have a clue what you're thinking or what you're worried about, and he doesn't care. Men live in their own world. And there's been volumes of books. There's been classes in college taught on this. Men are very different than women. That's when God looked at man after the first 6 days of creation. He's first time God said, not good. He was looking at a man. And to fix that problem, he made a woman. He put Adam to a deep sleep, took out a rib, and he built a woman. We're not anywhere close to being the same. We don't think the same. We don't react the same. That's why two are better than one. So you got to learn how to kick in a conversation. But he's not going to start one. So you need to start one by saying, you always, you never, you should have, you could have. That's not going to get him all excited about talking. He's going to stay gone all the time. That's why most marriages I deal with, husband's never home. He's outside, he's on the back porch, he's hunting, he's fishing. He's with his guys on the golf course. He's not with his wife. Why? Because she's ripping him every time. I don't want to go home and be ripped every time. What I don't do, what I haven't done, what I can't do, what I should have done, comparing with other men. I got a better life than that. I had a better life before I got married. So it's like men do not know how to handle that. So you need to get some books, start with your Bible about marriage, and figure out how to start a conversation, how to carry a conversation with a man.
You know, when my son was probably junior high-ish, I read this thing about how to communicate with your sons, to teach them to communicate. Now, remember, he's in a home with all girls, just me and my daughter and him. And he would go and do something. He'd come home. He'd walk in the door and be like, what'd they say? What'd they do? Da, 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 da. And then he'd be like, I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know. I don't remember. But the study said, don't go at it that way. Go at it a different approach. So the best thing to communicate with a man is you need to go like fishing with them or play a card game or something. That's they open up because their defenses come down a little bit. So anyway, I remember this is so funny. For about 2 weeks, every day I'd pick him up from school and I'd say, hey, what was the funniest thing that happened today? He'd go, nothing funny. And I'd say, what was the saddest thing that happened today? He'd go, nothing sad. And I go, what was the weirdest thing that happened today? And he'd go, nothing weird. And so we just went on for a couple of weeks. And then finally, one day, he just comes running to my car, jerks the door open, jumps in and goes, hey, you want to hear the grossest thing that happened today? And I go, yes, I do. What was it? And he goes, so-and-so got sick and threw up all right beside me. And I was like,
yeah.
And guess what we were doing a few hours later? The same thing. But the thing is, it's over time. Because I changed my communication with him. He is the best. In high school, he'd say when he'd go on a date or something, he'd come back and he'd go, okay, I try to think of the parts of this conversation you guys would really like. So his wife today is very grateful because we taught him how to communicate and how to give details. But it didn't happen overnight. Nope. It was a process. Yep. And it never would have happened if I didn't just say, I wasn't digging for the gold mine. I was just wanting one or two answers. Yep. So, anyway, I would suggest try a different approach. Go take him on a picnic. Do something different that's out of your normal scheme of things. Yeah. And then ask him, what's the weirdest thing that happened today at work? Anyway, it will open a different door.
Yes, it will. It will.
Joe and Angel, I am almost 70 years old and thought I had forgotten all but one that had severely done me wrong. Now I realize that I have only forgiven through motion. How do I get to deep down heartfelt forgiveness? Whew, that's a good one.
Yes, it is. Well.
Well, I personally have been burned a few times.
We've all been burned. Everybody's deeply, been burned. Deeply.
So there are times that it doesn't come natural to forgive because your flesh gets involved. And so I have to say over and over again and go back and then pray for them and bless them and try to change. And the hard ones never come easy. It's just a process. And it's almost like renewing your mind to that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you think about them, if something comes up, that trigger can just come right back. And so
I thought I'd forgiven them, but then it happened. And you repeat the process. You just repeat them, Lord, I forgive them. I thought I'd done it, but Lord, I forgive them.
Sometimes yeah. You have to do something in the flesh till it drops into the spirit.
Yes, you do. We've had, remember one thing, we had some people that, my first wife had been just messed over these people. And so one day I go in the kitchen, she's making this big apple pie. What are you doing? I'm making so-and-so an apple pie. What for? I need to do this. And so she drove to the house, knocked on the door. Hey, I seen about you. I'll make you a nice apple pie. And it broke everything.
Yeah.
Just one simple act of kindness kind of busts it, because the devil will use stuff to mess with you forever. It's like, you got to just do something. Like Angel said, you just do something.
Well, and the problem is the ones that sting the most usually don't apologize.
No, they don't.
Don't try to make it right. So then you're just left there without this gaping wound. So, but the thing is you don't, that will become your filter if you're not careful.
Yeah.
So you have to address it, and you probably will have to address it again and again and again.
Well, you got to watch who you fellowship with too.
Yes.
You've got people that just stir your water in the wrong direction. Stay away from them. It's real simple. I mean, stay away from them. You know, cut a wide path. Well, I can't. They're in my Bible study or whatever. Well, I'll get you another Bible study, you know, but don't keep stepping into the same cesspool that makes you mad every time, that takes another 5 days for you to calm down. Well, then there's a problem. Houston, there's a problem. We need to stop this.
Yeah.
Cut this thing off. Do something different. Get some other relationships. So, but it can be handled. But you're normal. You're normal. We got humans. We got emotions. God gave us emotions. Even God gets angry. Even God gets upset. Now, you don't want to get him upset, but even God gets upset. So.
Yeah. All right.
Did I answer that right?
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's a process. It's kind of like renewing. I had somebody steal a very large amount of money from me one time, and they've never apologized about it.
Nope.
And for years, if you mentioned this person's name, rage would come up in me. And now over time, I've come to the conclusion that, look, they're going to have to stand before God with this.
No, and what I just said, you need to understand, nobody gets away with anything. Some men sins are dealt with in this life. Some instances dealt with the next life, but nobody. They're recording angels. There are so many angels. The Bible says you cannot count them. They're innumerable. But there are some angels that are recording angels. They record every idle deed and every idle thought. Even when you think something stupid, an angel writes that down. That's why you need to control your thought life. This is real important. So.
Well, no, what I was just going to say was, the thing is not only did they not apologize, I didn't talk bad about them, but they talked very badly about me.
Oh, yeah.
And so that made it even worse.
For a long time.
Well, I'm not sure it's still not going on. but sometimes you have to remove yourself from those people in that kind of a situation, which I did. And now, honestly, I almost feel sorry for them, because it's like, first of all, money, I'm not going to take that to heaven. It's a tool. What they're bringing on themselves for their future is way worse than anything I could do here.
And what Angel learned, I've learned, you don't defend yourself. You let God do the defending. You start defending yourself, it'll get nasty in a hurry.
Best thing that God ever spoke to me was when he said, I'll never forget, I was about to divorce. And he said, don't defend yourself, let me do it. Well, I'm going to tell you, that first was hard to hold my tongue. Mm. But over time, it's become kind of a relief because it's like, I don't have to do anything. I mean, God's going to do it. I don't have to.
God's got me covered.
Yeah. So
God's more concerned about it than I am.
Yep. So just put it, give it to God.
Yes.
And you might have to do it over and over and over again, but
yes,
eventually it will get easier.
Yes.
Okay, Joe, the holiday season is here and I am stressed. So many family members, so many personalities, so many gifts to buy. I'm getting stressed just typing this. How do I find peace during this time? I feel like I put too much pressure on myself to be everything to everyone. You do, you do, you do.
Yes, you do.
Let me just say, I used to believe in, when I was little, we had pretty lean Christmases. Then as an adult, we'd have big Christmases. Mm. Then it went to lean again.
Mm.
One Christmas, and this was difficult because I had a brother that's very wealthy, and we would go to his house, and they would spend thousands of dollars on Christmas. It was obscene, actually. And then we would be, if we had $150, we'd be lucky between the three of us. So one year, my daughter actually came up with this, and she said, let's do something different this year. Let's do homemade gifts, which is a challenge for me because I don't homemade anything, but I did. And then let's get up early and drive over to the beach, which is about an hour and a half from here, and watch the sunrise together.
Yes.
And then go to breakfast.
Yes.
About 3 o'clock, we all three got up. We drive to the beach. We're the only ones at the beach. It was a beautiful day.
And you're thinking, this was a dumb idea.
It was the most wonderful idea. And as the sun was coming up, we talked about what Christmas really means to us and how it's changed our lives. It was actually the best Christmas I can remember. Then we went to breakfast, had a great time together. Drove back, got dressed, went to my brother's house. By the time we got there, we were exhausted and couldn't hardly eat anything. But it was a wonderful Christmas. And to this day, we still talk about that Christmas, how special it was. Yes. So don't let society or even history dictate what you feel like you have to do. I think sometimes you can just write a personal note, but you don't have to do all that and get under pressure like that.
Nope.
When you do, you lose sight of what the real truth is. I mean, to me, when I'm Christmas, if I give somebody a gift, it's because I want them to know I love them and I want them to know I care about them. And I
don't want them to store this in their attic. Everybody's got an attic full of Christmas stuff you didn't want. Oh my gosh, what were they thinking?
In a garage and everything else. But anyway, so take a step back. It's okay.
It's okay.
You know what? The thing is, you're not the only one. Everybody's feeling
everybody.
That. Like for me, example, here we are well into the holiday season and I haven't even put a tree up yet.
Nope. Ho, ho, ho. But like everybody, we've had an incredibly busy year.
Yep.
And what are we doing? Well, we're trying to find an hour or two just to relax. So if he gets it down to, we'll get the tree up. It's still in the garage. I don't know that we'll put that tree up this year. It's a nice tree. Are you thinking about it? I don't think about that tree. I'm thinking about just maybe taking a nap or fixing me a grilled cheese sandwich.
One year before I had children, I put a bow on the back of a chair.
Yep.
And I said, this is going to be the Christmas chair. And I stacked all the presents in there because I knew we weren't going to be there on Christmas Day. So I'm not going to do all this work for nothing. I know I sound a little grinchy on that one, but do what you feel in your heart to do, not what you're pressured to do.
Yes.
And enjoy the people, not the things.
That's right. It's about people.
It is. So, all right, guys, that's it for today. Thank you so much for joining us. We love you. Pray you have a wonderful, peaceful week.
Merry Christmas, guys.
We love you.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it. All there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.